Hi, and welcome to the Masters of Change podcast, where Pete has open and genuine conversations with his handpicked guests who love what they do and have become who they were meant to be. Join Pete as he dives deep into their lives and helps you become who you were meant to be and a true master of change.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another 5 Minute Monday. I can't believe a whole week's gone so quickly, so fast, but it does. That's what happens in life. If you don't sort of get on top of things, it just floats away and the time just disappears. This week, I want to talk a little bit about knowing yourself. So you must know yourself, as the great Greek philosopher Socrates said many years ago. To know thyself is the beginning of wisdom, and it is. Once you can know yourself, then you can implement all those things I've talked about from the book last week that I talked about, in terms of finding out what your highest goal is and how to live a more happier life in line with yourself. This week I've come up with 6 vital signs to self-understanding, which leads to ultimately to success and happiness. What I implore you to do this week is look for clues as you live your daily life for these important sort of building blocks of you. And this will help you have less inner conflict and be a better decision maker, have more sort of self-control, more resistance to, you know, social pressure and things like that. So the six vital signs to self-understanding and getting to know yourself are these. Now, I found this on the web and they named them vitals, which I like. Gives you an acronym. So the first one is values. So look at yourself this week and just think about what your values are. Your serious values in terms of helping others, your health, your security, being creative, any sort of values that come into play in terms of what you really believe are your inner and most deepest values. The second one, I, is your interests. So what are your deepest passions? Over your years, when you're a child, when you're growing up, what are the things that excited you the most? What were your passions, your hobbies that you sustained over a period of time? They're the things that will most likely be your definite interests. T, your temperament. So do you like being alone? Do you like being with others? Do you like planning or just going with the flow? Do you explode or do you tolerate things? Do you like details or the bigger picture? So learn about your temperament and have a look for that this week. A, around the clock activities. So are you a morning person, a night person? When does your energy peak and spike? This is important. So when you look at a career or interests and passions and even a partner in life, how you're wired in that sense in terms of your around the clock activities. L, your life mission and meaningful goals. So what are things in your life that have been meaningful events, for example? That gives you a little bit of an insight into what's important for you in terms of meaningful goals and things to aspire to and things that are important to you. And in terms of your life mission, though, is it to ultimately to help people, ultimately to make money, or ultimately to be a good family person? So that's important when it comes to working out ultimately what your highest goal is going to be. S, which is the last one here, is your strengths. Now, you've got to be self-critical here and quite open and honest with yourself to work out not only your strengths, but also, I guess, your weaknesses. So what your skills are, your talents, your character even. You know, are you a loyal person, or are you someone that just doesn't really have many close friends? Do you like to go along with people or always fall in line with people? Is that one of your strengths? You know, always go out of your way to please people? Are you a people pleaser? Is that one of your strengths? So it's really good to look at yourself and work out what, you know, your strengths and obviously your weaknesses are. So I just think if you focus on those vital signs this week, it gives you a little bit of a structure as to working out who you are and then ultimately working out what your highest goal is. So paying attention to that this week, it'll give you a sort of a chance to remain true to yourself and working out exactly what your self is, and then ultimately knowing yourself, you can become truer to yourself and to your natural state and start doing things in life that you were meant to do. Ultimately, this should save you energy, should make you feel freer and stronger, because you no longer will be conforming to how you should feel or think, but you'll be feeling and thinking the way you're meant to feel and think. So it should save you a lot of energy and ultimately lead you to the highest nice goals, as we've always talked about. So just a little takeaways this week, and I hope you can focus on these vital signs, these six signs that I've sort of just explained to you, and I hope that helps you this week to move forward and learn a little bit about yourself this week. Bye for now, and have another great week. Take care.